And now, Saturday Night Theatre. A Taste of Honey by Sheila Delaney.
Well, this is the place.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't like it. When I find somewhere for us to live, I have to consider something far more important than your feelings, the rent. It's all I can afford.
You can afford somewhat better than this old ruin.
When you start earning, you can start moaning.
Can't be soon enough for me.
I'm cold and my shoes let water.
What a place. And we're supposed to be living off our immoral earnings.
I'm careful. Anyway, what's wrong with the place? Everything in it's falling apart, it's true, and we've no heating, but there's a lovely view of the gasworks, we share a bathroom with the community, and the wallpaper's contemporary. What more do you want? Anyway, it'll do for us. He passed me a gas, Joe.
Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, you packed them. You'd lose your head if it were loose.
Oh, here they are. I put them in my bag for safety. Pass me that bottle, it's in the carrier.
Why should I run around after you?
Children owe their parents these little attentions.
I don't owe you a thing.
Except respect, and I don't seem to be getting any of that.
Drink, drink, drink. That's all you're fit for. You make me sick.
Others may pray for their daily bread. I pray for...
Is that where we're sleeping?
It is. Your health, Joe.
Oh, we're sharing a bed again, I see.
Of course, you know I can't bear to be parted from you.
What I wouldn't give for a room of my own. God, it's freezing. Isn't there any sort of fire anywhere, Ellen?
Yeah, there's a gas-propelled thing somewhere.
Where?
Where? What would you give an ice for? Do you want me to carry about? Don't stand there shivering. Have some of this if you're so cold.
You know I don't like it.
Have you tried it?
No.
Then get it down you. Where, she says. She can never see anything until she falls over it. Now, where's it got to? I never saw it here somewhere. One of those shillings and the slot affairs. Well, the landlady pointed it out to me as part of the furniture and fittings. Oh, it'll turn up. What's up with you now?
I don't like the smell of it.
You don't smell it. You drink it. It consoles you.
What do you need consoling about?
Life. Come on, give it to me if you've done with it. I'll soon put it in a safe place.
You're knocking it back worse than ever.
Well, it's one way of passing time while I'm waiting for something to turn up. And it usually does if I drink hard enough. Oh, my God, I've got a shocking call from somebody. Have you got a clean hanky, Joe? Mine's wringing wet with dabbing at my nose all day.
Have this one, it's nearly clean.
God.
Oh, and that light, awful. I do hate to see an unshaded electric light bulb dangling from the ceiling like that.
Well, don't look at it then.
Can I have that chair, Ellen? I'll put my staff round it.
Wouldn't you get on your nerves just when I was going to take the weight off my feet for 5 minutes?
Oh, poor old nose.
Christ, it's hot. Why can't you leave things alone? Oh, she gets me down. I'll buy a proper shade tomorrow. Swimming like a tap. It's the third hanky today.
Tomorrow? What makes you think we're going to be living that long?
The roof's leaking.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's just condensation.
Was it raining when you took this place?
It is a bit of a mess, isn't it?
You always have to rush off into things. You never think.
Oh, well, we can always find somewhere else.
But what are you looking for? Every place we find's the same.
Oh, every time I turn my head, my eyeballs hurt. Can't we have a bit of peace for 5 minutes?
I'll make some coffee.
Oh, do what you like. I feel rotten. I've no business being out of bed.
Where's the kitchen?
Where's the... Through there. Have to be really bad before I go to bed, though. It's the only redeeming feature in the whole house. Oh, I've got it in my throat now, too.
I hope you're going to make full use of it. There's a gas stove in here.
Oh, it hurts when I swallow. Of course there is.
It looks a bit ancient. How do I light it?
How do... With a match. Wouldn't she drive you mad?
We're snubbed to a turn.
Turn them all. You're bound to find the right one in the end. Can't do a thing for herself, that girl. Mind you don't gas yourself. Oh, every time I comb my hair, it goes right through me. I think it's more than a cold, you know. More likely it's flu.
Did you find it? Oh! Yeah.
Oh, the way she bangs about. I tell you, my head's coming off.
Won't be long now. Oh, Ellen, stop sniffing. It sounds awful.
I can't help it. But you'd sniff if you had a cold like this. Oh, she's not a bit of consideration in herself all the time.
I'm going to unpack my bulbs. I wonder where I can put them.
I could tell you.
They're supposed to be left in a cool, dark place.
That's where we all end up sooner or later. Still, it's no use worrying, is it?
I do hope they bloom. Always before when I've tried to fix up a window box, nothing's ever grown in it.
Why'd you bother?
Nice to see a few flowers, isn't it?
Where did you get these bulbs?
The park. The gardener had just planted 200. I don't think he'd miss half a dozen.
That's the way to do things. If you see something you want, take it. That's my daughter for you. If you spent half as much time on me as you did on them fiddling bits of greenery, I'd be a damn sight better off. Go and see if the kettle's boiling.
See yourself. I've got to find somewhere for me bulbs.
See yourself. Do everything yourself. That's what happens. You bring them up and they turn round and talk to you like that. I would have never dared talk to my mother like that when I was her age. She'd have knocked me into the middle of next week. Oh, my head. What a journey. Never realised this city was so big. Have we got any aspirins left, Joe?
No.
That aspidestrid knife, isn't it? Puts me in mind of my first job in a tatty little pub down Whit Lane. Oh, thought it was wonderful. You know, playing the piano and all that real get-together at the weekends. Everybody standing up and giving a song. I used to bring the house down with this one. I'd give the songbirds to the wild wood. I'd give the sunset to the blind. And to the old folks I'd give a memory of a baby upon their knee.
What would you say if I did something like that?
Oh, I should have taken up singing. Everybody used to tell me. What did you say?
I said, what would you say if I got a job in a pub?
You can't sing, can you? Anyway, it's your life. Ruin it in your own way. It's a waste of time interfering with other people, don't you think so? Takes me all my time to look after myself, I know that.
That's what you say. But really, you think you could make a better job of it, don't you?
What?
Ruining my life. After all, you've had plenty of practice.
Yes. Give praise where praise is due, I always say. Certainly supervised my own downfall. Go and sink to that coffee. I'm dying for a hot drink.
Oh.
This bloody cold is all over me. I'm sure it's blue.
I suppose I better clear some of this stuff up. She wouldn't think, well, they don't at that age, do they? Oh, it gets me right here when I'm trying to do anything when I bend. I was thinking of washing my hair tonight, but I don't think it's wise to. Dear God, what the hell's she got in here? Sooner her than me. What's this? Hey, Joe, what's this?
What's what?
Did you do this?
Oh, put it down.
I thought you said you weren't good at anything.
It's only a drawing.
It's very good. Did you show them this in school?
I'm never at one school long enough to show them anything.
That's my fault, I suppose.
You will wander about the country.
That's the gypsy in me. I didn't realise I had such a talented daughter. Look at that. It's good, isn't it?
I'm not just talented. I'm genius.
I think I'll hang it on the wall somewhere. Now, where will it be least noticed about? Don't snatch. Have you no manners?
What's these?
Self-portraits. Give them here.
Self-portraits? Well, I suppose you've got to draw pictures of yourself. Nobody else would.
You're wasting yourself.
So long as I'm not wasting nobody else. Why, you should suddenly interested in me anyway. You never cared much before.
I know, I'm a cruel, wicked woman.
Why did we have to come here anyway? We're all right at the other place.
We're fed up with the other place.
You mean you were running away from somebody?
You are asking for a bloody good hiding, lady. Just be careful. Oh, she'd drive you out of your mind. My head's splitting in two.
What about me? Don't you think I get fed up with flitting about from place to place? Where's the bathroom? I'm going to have a bath.
You're always bathing.
I'm not like you. I don't wait till it becomes absolutely necessary before I have a good wash.
You'll find the communal latrine and washhouse at the end of the passage, and don't throw your things about. This place is untidy enough as it is.
So we do. Live out of a travelling bag.
Don't worry, you'll soon be an independent working woman and free to go where you please.
The sooner the better. I'm sick of you. You've made my life a misery. And stop sneezing, you blue bugs all over me. I don't want to catch your cold.
Oh, get out of this bag. Go and have your bath.
And you can get your own coffee too. Why should I do anything for you? You never do nothing for me.
Oh, my
God, look what the wind's blown in. What do you want?
Oh, just passing by, you know. I thought I'd take a look at your new headquarters.
Just passing. How did you find me address?
I found it. Did you think you could escape from me, my dear?
So that's what you were running away from.
Who's this?
My daughter.
Oh, hello there. That puts another 10 years on you.
What's this one called?
Smith.
You told me never to trust men calling themselves Smith.
Oh, go and have your bath.
I don't know where the bathroom is.
It's in a little hole in the corridor.
Is he staying?
Yes, I'm staying.
Then I'll go for my bath later.
Why did you want to follow me here?
You know what I want, don't you?
Joe, go and see to that coffee. He would show up just when I've got her hanging round my neck.
I know what your mother told you.
Ordering me about like a servant.
Oh, yeah, come on.
That's not why. I suppose she hasn't told you about me.
Oh, bloody
hell. Go and lick the table.
No.
Well, do something. Turn yourself into a bloody termite and crawl into the wall or something, but make yourself scared.
Get rid of her.
Can't. Anyway, nobody asked you to come here.
But why did you come here? I had to chase all over town looking for you, only to finish up in this dump.
Shut up. Oh, I've got a cold.
What on earth made you choose such a ghastly district?
Can't afford to be classy.
Well, Kenneman's Cemetery, Slaughterhouse.
Oh, we've got the lot here.
Well, nobody can live in a place like this.
Only about 50,000 people.
And the Snotty-Nosed Daughter.
I said nobody asked you to come. Oh, my God. God, I'll have to take a dose of something. My head's swimming. Why did you?
Why did I what?
Follow me here.
Oh, now you know you're glad to see me, kid. You can't afford to lose a man like me.
Can't I?
Ah, this is the old farm. You can't renege on the old farm.
I'm freelance. Besides, I'm thinking of giving it up.
What?
Sex. Men.
What have we done to deserve that?
It's not what you've done. It's what I've done.
But it... Oh, darling, you do it so well.
Thank you, Robert, Peter. I've got all these things to unpack.
Send her to the pictures.
Don't feel like it.
No, what's wrong?
I'm tired. It's terrible when you've got a cold, isn't it? I mean, you don't fancy anything.
Well, put your hat on. Let's go for a drink. Well, come on down to the church and I'll make an honest woman of you.
No, I don't fancy it.
I'm offering to marry you, dear.
You are?
Come on, let's go for a drink.
I told you I don't fancy it.
Yeah, you won't find anything better.
Listen, love, I'm old enough to be your mother.
Now you know I like this mother and son relationship.
Stop me.
Aren't you wearing your girdle?
Please.
What a boy!
Well, you certainly liberate something in me. And I don't think it's maternal instincts either.
Walter, Walter, lead me to the altar.
Stop.
Helen, you don't seem to realize what an opportunity I'm giving you. The world is littered with women I've rejected. Women still anxious to indulge my little vices and excuse my less seemly virtues. Now, marry me, Helen. I'm virile, good-looking, and well set up. Mm. I may never ask you.
You're drunk.
I am as sober as a judge.
If you ask me again, I might upset.
I see a quiet place, a fireplace, a cozy room.
The tap room at the Red Lion. What do you ask?
Oh, you know what I like, don't you?
Here's your coffee. Oh, excuse me if I interrupted something. I'm sorry the crockery's not very elegant, but it's all we've got.
Well, don't run away.
I'm not running.
Is she always like this?
She's jealous.
Well, that's something I didn't bargain for.
Can't bear to see me being affectionate with anybody.
You've certainly never been very affectionate with me.
Still, she's old enough to take care of herself. Oh, what sort of coffee is this, anyway? It can hardly squeeze itself into the spout.
She always does that. Makes it as weak as she can because she knows I like it strong. Don't drink that. It isn't worth drinking. Leave it.
She should be in bed.
I know she should. Boom, boom.
You look very pale and sickly, Ellen.
Thank you.
Is he going?
Yes, come on. You'd better go before you catch my cold.
Come outside, then. Well, what does the little lady want, an engagement ring?
I should have thought your courtship had passed the stage of symbolism.
Oh, I always accept your diamond ring with pleasure.
I know it's my money you're after.
You kidding?
You're not really going to marry her, are you? She's a devil with the men, you know.
Are you, Helen?
Well, I don't consider myself a slouch. Hey, now, come on, then. If you finished what you came for, you better get going. We've all this to clear away before we go to bed.
Well, I won't be round tomorrow. The cat's been on the strawberries.
Get going.
Don't forget me.
Shall I withdraw while you kiss her goodnight?
I'll kiss you goodnight in a minute, lady, and it really will be goodnight.
Well, take care of your mother while she's ailing, Joe. You know how fragile these old ladies are.
Go on, get. I'm going to bed. It was just this lot. Tomorrow, there's always another day.
It's dark out there now. I think I'll have my bath in the morning.
Are you afraid of the dark?
You know I am.
You should try not to be.
I do.
And you're still afraid?
Yes.
Then you'll have to try a bit harder, won't you?
Thanks, I'll do that. What's the bed like?
Like a coffin, only not half as comfortable.
Have you ever tried a coffin?
I dare say I will one day. I do wish we'd a hot water bottle.
You should have asked him to stay. Wouldn't be the first time I've been thrown out of my bed to make room for one of your faster men.
Close your mouth for 5 minutes. And you can turn the light off and come to bed.
Well, aren't we going to clear this lot up?
No, it looks all right in the dark.
Yes. It's seen at its best, this room, in the dark.
Everything it seems is at its best in the dark, including me. I love it. Can't understand why you're so scared of it.
I'm not frightened of the darkness outside. It's the darkness inside houses I don't like.
Come on. Hey, Joe. What would you do if I told you I was thinking of getting married again?
I'd have you locked up in an institution right away. I'd better go in now. Thanks for carrying the books.
Were you surprised to see me waiting outside school?
Not really.
Glad I came?
You know I am.
So am I.
Well, I'd better go in.
Not yet. Stay a bit longer.
All right. Don't it go dark early? I like winter. I like it better than all the other seasons.
I like it too. When it goes dark early, it gives me more time for...
Oh, don't do that. You're always doing it.
Do you like it?
I know, but I don't want to do it all the time.
Afraid someone will see us?
I don't care.
Hey, say that again.
I don't care.
You mean it, too. You're the first girl I've met who really didn't care. Listen, I'm going to ask you something. I'm a man of few words. Will you marry me?
Well, I'm a girl of few words. I won't marry you. But you've talked me into it.
How old are you?
I'm nearly 18.
And you really will marry me?
I said so, didn't I? You shouldn't have asked me if you were only kidding me up.
Hey, I wasn't kidding. I thought you were. Do you really mean it? You will marry me?
I love you.
How do you know?
I don't know why I love you, but I do.
I adore you.
So do I. I can't resist myself.
I've got something for you.
What is it? A ring.
This morning in a shop, I couldn't remember what sort of hands you had. I stood there like a damn fool trying to remember what they felt like. Try this for size. What will your mother say?
She'll probably laugh.
Doesn't she care who her daughter marries?
She's not mine, yeah, I am. Nothing to do with her.
She hasn't seen me.
And when she does?
She'll see a black boy.
No, whatever else she might be, she ain't prejudiced against colour. Hey, you're not worried about it, are you?
So long as you like it.
You know I do.
Well, that's all that matters.
When should we get married?
My next leave? It's a long time. 6 months.
It'd give us a chance to save a bit of money. Hey, look, this ring, it's too big. Look, it slides about. I couldn't wear it for school anyway, I might lose it. I know, let's go all romantic. Have you got a bit of string?
What for?
I'm going to tie it around my neck. Come on, turn your buckets out.
Three handkerchiefs, a safety pin, a screw. Did that drop out of your head? Elastic band. Don't little boys carry some trash? Hey, what's this?
Nothing.
A toy car. Does it go?
Mm-hmm.
Can I try it?
You don't even know how it works. Look, not like that.
Oh, I like it. Can I keep it?
Yes, take it. My soul and all. Everything.
Thanks. I know. I'll use my air ribbon for the rain. Do it up for me.
Pretty neck you've got.
Glad you like it. It's my schoolgirl complexion. Hey, I better took it out of sight. I don't want my mother to see it. She'd probably laugh. Did I tell you when I leave school this week I start a part-time job in a bar? Then as soon as I get a full-time job, I'm leaving Ellen and starting up in a room somewhere.
I wish I wasn't in the Navy.
Why?
We won't have much time together.
Well, we can't be together all the time. And all the time there is won't be enough.
It's a sad story, Joe. Once I was a happy young man, not a care in the world. Now I'm trapped into a barbaric cult.
What's that? Mau Mau?
Matrimony.
Trapped? I like that. You almost begged me to marry you.
You led me on. Who took me down to that deserted football pitch?
Who found that football pitch? I didn't even know it existed. I'm not going there again. It's too quiet. Almost anything might happen to a girl.
You enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, shut up. This is the sort of conversation that can colour a young girl's mind.
Women never have young minds. They're born 3,000 years old.
Sometimes you look 3,000 years old. Did your ancestors come from Africa?
No, Cardiff. Disappointed.
Were you hoping to marry a man whose father beat the tom-tom all night?
I don't care where you come from. There's still a bit of jungle in you somewhere. Well, I'm going in now. I'm hungry. Young girl's got to eat, you know.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I tell you what, I won't bother going to school and we can spend the whole day together. I'll meet you down by that lady's hairdressing place.
Place that smells of cooking hair?
Yeah. About 10 o'clock.
Okay. You the boss.
Good night.
Aren't you going to kiss me goodnight?
You know I am. Oh, I like kissing you. Good night.
Good night.
Dream of me.
I dreamt about you last night. Fell out of bed twice.
You're in a bad way.
You bet I am. I'm seeing you.
I love you.
Why?
Because you're daft.
You're a bit late. Coming home from school, aren't you?
I met a friend.
Well, he certainly knows how to put stars in your eyes.
What makes you think it's an ace?
Well, I certainly hope it isn't a she who makes you walk round in this state.
He's a sailor.
I hope you exercise proper control over his nautical ardour. I've met a few sailors myself.
He's lovely.
Is he?
He's got beautiful brown eyes and gorgeous curly hair.
Has he got long legs?
They're all right.
How old is he?
22. He's doing his national service. But before that, he were a male nurse.
Male nursing? That's interesting. Where did he do his nursing?
In an hospital, of course. Where else do they have nurses?
Did he ever get any free samples? We could do with a few contacts for things like that.
Oh, shut up, Ellen. Where did this magazine come from?
The woman downstairs gave it me.
I didn't let you buy it.
Why buy when it's cheaper to borrow?
What day was I born on?
I don't know.
You should remember such an important event.
I've always done my best to forget that.
How old was I when your husband threw you out?
Change the subject.
Why?
He was a rat.
He was your husband? Why did you marry him?
At the time, I had nothing better to do. Then he divorced me. That was your fault.
I agree with him. If I was a man and my wife had a kid that want mine, I'd sling her out.
Would you? It's a funny thing, but I don't think I would. Still, why worry? I'm going to get married. I said, I'm going to get married.
Yes, I heard you the first time. What do you want me to do, laugh and throw pennies? Is it that Peter Smith?
He's the unlucky man.
He's centuries older than him.
Only a few years.
What use can a woman of that age be to anybody?
I wish you wouldn't talk about me as if I'm an impotent, shriveled old woman without a clue left in my head.
You're not exactly a child bride.
I was once.
Just imagine it. You're 40 years old. I ought to be dead and buried before I reach that age. You've been living for 40 years.
Yes. Must be a biological phenomena.
You don't look 40. You look a sort of well-preserved 60.
Hello?
Oh, look, and it's all mine. Hello, Daddy.
Oh, so you tell her?
Of course. Come in and sit down. On second thought, lie down. You look marvellous. Those size for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really, you shouldn't have bothered yourself. I know the thought was there, but... Hey, Joe, have we got a vase? Put me into mortar.
How did she talk you into it? You must be out of your mind.
Yeah, that's possible, I suppose. The chocolates are for you, Joe.
Buying my silence, eh? It's a good idea. I like chocolates.
Help yourself to a drink, Peter. I'll go and put my glad rags on.
I don't let it be long. I've booked a table. Oh, damn it, I thought you'd be ready.
You got no sense of time.
Don't sit there guzzling all those chocolates at once.
Hey, don't you start fussing me about. You're not my father.
God almighty. Eat them or don't eat them. Do what you like, but leave me alone.
You leave me alone.
What's it?
Hey, and leave my mother alone.
Get away. What's the matter with you, for God's sake? Go and sit down.
Joe, he doesn't want to be bothered with you. You got a cigarette, Peter? Did you get a drink?
No, I didn't.
Mr. Smith, do I bother you? Or must I wait till we're alone for an answer?
Can't you keep her under control?
I'll knock her head round if she isn't careful. Be quiet, Joe, and don't tease him.
Tonight's supposed to be a celebration, though.
What of? You found the house, isn't he marvellous? Hey, show her that photo of it, Peter. I shan't be a tick.
You've certainly fixed everything up behind my back.
Don't you think it's nice? One of these pals had to sell. Moving into something smaller.
It's not bad. White walls, tennis courts. Has it got a swimming pool?
It has 12 swimming pools.
Can I see the other photos?
Which photos?
In your wallet. I suppose you thought I didn't notice.
Oh, these. Yes, well, that's a photograph of my family. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother, and all the rest of the little bastards.
Is this a wedding group?
My brother's wedding.
They only just made it from the look of his wife. You can tell she's going to have a baby.
Oh, thank you.
You can have it back if I can see the others.
Which others? What are you talking about?
Do you want me to tell my mother?
I don't give a damn what you tell your mother.
They're all women, aren't they? I bet you've had thousands of girlfriends. What's this one with the long legs called?
Ah, yes, number 38. A charming little thing.
Why do you wear that black patch?
I lost an eye.
Where?
During the war.
Can I see your eye? I mean, can I see the old?
There's nothing to see.
Do you wear that patch when you go to bed?
That's something about which I don't care to make a public statement.
Tell me.
Well, there is one highly recommended way for a young girl to find out.
Who's this? Number 39? Oh, I don't like this one. She's got too much stuff on her eyes.
Oh, that's the sort of thing your sex goes in for.
I don't. I let my natural beauty shine through.
Is there no alternative?
Don't you like shiny faces?
Ah, I suppose they're all right on sweet young things, but I just don't go for sweet young things.
Do you fancy me?
Not yet.
You prefer old women.
She isn't old.
She soon will be.
Ah, well, that's love. That wild, destructive thing called love.
Why are you marrying Helen?
Why shouldn't I marry Helen?
Well, I must say, your generation has some very peculiar ideas.
Could I have my photographs back, please?
Yes.
You don't like your mother much, do you?
She don't much care for me, either.
I can understand that.
Oh, I like that one with the shaggy haircut. She's got nice legs, too. Nearly as nice as mine.
Would you care for a smoke?
Thanks.
No! Where's my hat?
I don't know where you left it.
Oh.
It's no good getting impatient, Peter. The artwork takes a long time. Are you sure you lost that eye during the war? What happened?
Go and tell your mother. I'll wait for her in the pub.
Are you married?
No, I'm still available.
But only just.
Oh, Helen, you look utterly fantastic.
Thanks. Put that cigarette out, Joe. You've got enough bad habits without adding to your repertoire. Do you like me half seated?
Bang on, darling. Oh,
what are all these folks doing all over the place? Are you planning a moonlight play, Joe? Peter.
What have you got it on?
Peter. Come on, Joe, shift these boots.
How do I look in this hat? Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that hat?
Have you forgotten our name is school in a week? Peter, give it to you. Now, stop pulling it. I'll look it on the edge to get this hat on right. Don't do as you're told.
Da 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 da.
Put it down. Look, give it to me. It's my best one. Put it down.
No bloody sense of humour.
What are you marrying him for?
Shut up, Joe. Can you give us a quid, Peter? I'd better leave her some money. I mean, we might decide to have a weekend at Blackpool, and she can't live on grass and fresh air.
I won't see her for a week now. I know her when she's in the mood. What are you going to do about me, Peter, the snotty-nosed daughter? Don't you think I'm a bit young to be left on my own like this while you flit off with my old woman?
Oh, she'll be all right, won't she, at her age?
We can't take her with us. We will be, if you'll not take exception to the phrase, on our honeymoon, unless we change our minds.
I'm not having her with us.
She can stay here, then. Oh, come on, I'm hungry.
So am I.
There's plenty of food in the kitchen.
You should prepare my meals like a proper mother.
Have I ever laid claim to being a proper mother?
Can't I come with you?
Shut up. You're going to have him upset, you jealous little gal. Come on, Peter.
All right, don't get excited. Don't get impatient. Those bloody little street kids have probably pulled the car to pieces by now, but we needn't worry about that, need we?
I told you you'd upset him.
Upset? I'm not upset. I just want to get the hell out of this black hole of Calcutta.
Get the hell out of here, then!
Joe! Joey!
Come in. Oh, it's you. Come in. Just when I'm feeling and looking a mess.
What's wrong? You been crying?
No.
You have. Your eyes are red.
I don't cry. I've got a cold.
I think you have too. Yes, you've got a bit of a temperature. Have you been eating?
No.
You're a fine sight. Where's the kitchen?
Throw there. What are you going to do?
Fix the cold cure. Where do you keep the milk?
Under the sink. I hate milk.
I hate dirt. And this is just the dirtiest place I've ever seen. The children round here are filthy.
It's the parents' fault. Hey, what are you putting in that milk?
A pill.
I bet it's an opium pellet. I've heard about men like you.
There isn't another man like me anywhere. And one on his own.
So am I.
Hey, who was that fancy bit I saw stepping out of here a minute ago?
If she were dressed up like Hope Gardens, it were my mother.
And who's the pirate king?
She's marrying him, poor devil.
You'll make a pretty bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid? I'd sooner go to my own funeral.
You'd better drink this first.
Oh, I don't like it.
Don't whine. I'm not spending the evening with a runny-nosed wreck. Drink your milk.
Did you treat your patients in hospital like this?
Not unless they were difficult. Your mother looks very young, Joe, to have a daughter as old as you.
She can still have children.
Well, that's an interesting bit of news. Why should I worry if she can have children or not?
Do you fancy her?
That isn't the sort of question you ask your fiancé.
Don't really matter if you do fancy her anyway, because she's gone. You're too late. You've had your chips.
I'll be gone too soon. What then?
My heart's broke.
You can lie in bed at night and hear my ship passing down the old canal. Oh, it's cold in here. No fire.
It don't work.
Come over here. You can keep me warm.
Is it warm where you're going?
I guess so. Hey, my ring's still round your neck. Why don't you wear it? Your mother isn't here to laugh.
Unfasten it, then.
Pretty neck you've got.
I'm glad you like it.
No, let me put it on.
It costs very much.
You shouldn't ask questions like that. I got it from Woolworths.
Woolworths is best. I don't care. I'm not proud.
It's the thought that counts. But I wonder what thought it was in your wicked mind that made you buy it.
I've got dishonorable intentions.
I'm so glad.
Are you?
Stop it.
Why? Do you object to the gross clasp of the lascivious Moor?
Who said that?
Shakespeare in Othello.
Oh, him. He said everything, didn't he?
Let me be your Othello, and you, my Desdemona.
All right.
Oh, ill-starred wench.
Will you stay here for Christmas?
If that's what you want.
It's what you want.
That's right.
Then stay.
You naughty girl.
I may as well be naughty while I've got the chance. I'll probably never see you again, I know it.
What makes you say that?
I just know it, that's all. But I don't care. Stay with me now, it's all I want. And if you do come back, I'll still be here.
You think I'm only after one thing, don't you?
Oh, I know you're only after one thing.
You're so right. But I will come back. I love you.
Anyway, after this, you might not want to come back. I mean, I'm not very experienced in these little matters.
I am.
Well, it's a bit daft for us to be talking about you coming back before you've gone. Can I leave that milk?
It would have done you good. Never mind.
Hey, don't do that.
Why not?
I like it.
Joe! Oh, come on, be sharp now. Oh, for God's sake, give me a hand, I'll never be ready. What time is it? Have a look at the church clock.
11:15 and the sun's coming out.
Oh, well, happy the bride, the sun shines on.
Yeah, and happy the corpse, the rain rains on. You're not getting married in a church, are you?
Why? Are you coming to throw bricks at us? Of course not. Do I look all right? That's me, Miss Verb. Oh, Miss Verb, do you like it?
I bet somebody's missing their cat.
It's a wedding present from that young man of mine. Oh, why, I'm excited. I feel 21 all over again. Oh, you would have to catch a cold on my wedding day. I was going to ask you to be my bridesmaid, too.
No, don't talk that now. Where did I put my shoes?
They're on my feet. Don't stand there slipping, Joe. Use your handkerchief.
I haven't got one.
Oh, use this, then. What's the matter with you? What are you trying to hide?
Nothing.
Don't try and kid me. What is it? Come on, let's see.
Nothing. Let go of me, you're hurting.
What's this?
A ring.
You think it's a ring? Well, who gave it to you?
A friend of mine.
Oh, come on, tell me.
You're hurting my neck.
You could have sewn buttons on your pyjamas if you didn't want me to see it. Who gave it to you?
My boyfriend. He's asked me to marry him.
Well, you silly little bitch. You mean that lad you've been knocking about with while we've been away?
Yeah.
Oh, I could choke you.
You've already had a damn good try.
You haven't known him for 5 minutes. Have you really asked you to marry him?
Yes.
Well, thank God for the divorce court. I suppose just because I'm getting married, you think you should?
Why, have you got the monopoly? Oh,
you stupid little devil. What sort of wife do you think you'd make? You're useless. Takes all your time to look after yourself. I suppose you think you're in love. Anybody can fall in love, but what do you know about the rest of it?
Ask yourself.
You know where that ring should be? In the ash can with everything else. Oh, I could kill her. I really could. Oh, Joe, you're only a kid. Why don't you learn from my mistakes? It takes you half your life to learn from your own.
You leave me alone. Can I have my ring back, please?
What a thing to happen. Just when I'm going to enjoy myself for a change.
Nobody's stopping you.
Yes, and as soon as my back's turned, you'll be off with this sailor boy and ruin yourself for good.
I'm already ruined.
Yes, it's just the sort of thing you do. You make me sick.
You've no need to worry, Ellen. He's gone away. He may be back in 6 months, but then again, he may not.
Look, you're only young. Enjoy your life. Don't get trapped. Marriage can be hell for a kid. Hey, where's my hat?
Where's your husband?
Probably drunk with his pals somewhere.
Will you tell me something before you go?
Oh, well, you can read all about that in books.
What was my father like?
Who?
You heard. My father, what was he like?
Oh, him.
Well, was he so horrible? You can't even tell me about him.
He wasn't horrible. He was just a bit stupid. You know, not very bright.
Be serious, Ellen.
I am serious.
Are you trying to tell me he was an idiot?
He wasn't an idiot. He was just a bit retarded.
You liar.
All right, I'm a liar.
Look at me.
Well, am I?
No.
Well, now you know.
How could you give me a father like that?
I didn't do it on purpose. How was I to know that you'd materialise out of a little love affair that lasted 5 minutes?
You never think. That's your trouble.
I know.
Was he like a real idiot?
I told you once. He was nice, though. You know, a nice little fella.
Where is he now? Locked up?
No, he's dead.
Why?
Why? Well, I mean, death's something that comes to all of us, and when it does come, you usually haven't time to ask why.
It's hereditary, isn't it?
What?
Madness.
Sometimes.
Am I mad?
Decide for yourself. Oh, Joe, don't be so silly. Of course you're not, Dad. No more so than anybody else.
Why did you have to tell me a story like that? Couldn't you have made some up?
You asked for the truth and you got it for once. Now be satisfied.
But how could you go with an half-wit?
He had strange eyes. You've got him. Everybody used to laugh at him. Go on, I'll tell you some other time.
Tell me now.
My mistense.
Please tell me. I want to understand.
Do you think I understand? For one night. Actually, it was the afternoon. I loved him. It was the first time I'd ever really been with a man.
You were married?
I was married to a Puritan, do you know what I mean?
I think so.
And when I met your father, I was as pure and unsullied as I fondly and perhaps mistakenly imagine you to be. It was the first time, though. And though you can enjoy it the second, the third, even the fourth time, there's no time like the first. It's always there. Hey, I'm off now.
I've got to go and find my husband.
Now, don't sit there sulking all day.
I was thinking.
Well, don't think. It doesn't do you any good. I'll see you when the honeymoon's over. Come on. Give us a kiss. You may as well. It's a long time since you kissed me.
Keep it for him.
Don't suppose you're sorry to see me go.
I'm not sorry. And I'm not glad.
You don't know what you do want.
Yes, I do. I've always known what I want.
And when it comes your way, will you recognise it?
Good luck, Alan.
I'll be seeing you. Hey, and if he doesn't show up, I'll be back.
Good luck, Alan.
Oh, let me lie here and don't disturb me for a month.
Shall I put the light on?
No, Geoffrey Ingram, don't you dare put that light on.
Did you enjoy the fair?
I loved it. I haven't been to a fair since Christmas.
Those roundabouts are still going. Can you hear them?
Hey, I shall be up at 7:30 tomorrow morning. I'll never make it. Oh, I'll just have to be late. Why should I slave away for anyone but me? Hey, haven't you got an home to go to, Jeff?
Of course.
Oh, what you're lurking about for, then. Come on in if you want to.
Thanks.
There's some biscuits and a flask of coffee in the kitchen, but I'm too tired to get them. Aren't you hungry?
No, but you are.
That's right. Go and get them for me, Jeff.
Where's the kitchen?
Straight on.
I'll put the light on.
No, you don't. I like this romantic half-light. It just goes with this Manchester maisonette.
You take 4 paces forward, turn right, turn left, watch on the gas, watch on the straight.
Put a match on, you daft thing.
This place is enormous, isn't it?
I know. I've got to work all day in a shoe shop and all night in a bar to pay for it. But it's mine, all mine.
I can tell it's yours from the stage it's in. No wonder you won't put the light on. Where do you keep the cuts?
In the sink.
Isn't this place a bit big for one, Joe?
Why, are you thinking of moving in?
Not likely.
Yeah, you know. Put them down here. Do you want any?
No.
Well, hand them over here, because I'm starved. Has your landlady thrown you out?
Stop, silly.
I was wondering why you were so anxious to see me home. You didn't fancy sleeping under the arches, did you? Why did your landlady throw you out, Geoffrey? I'll let you stay here if you tell me.
I was behind with the rent.
Well, that's a lie for a start.
I don't tell lies.
Come on, let's have some truth. Why did she throw you out?
I told you why.
Oh, come on, the truth. Who did she find you with? Your girlfriend? Hey, it wasn't a man, was it?
Don't be daft.
Look, I've got a nice comfortable couch. I've even got some sheets. You can stay here if you tell me what you do. Go on. I've always wanted to know about people like you.
Go to hell.
I won't snigger, honest I won't. Tell me some of it, go on. I'll bet you've never told a woman before.
I don't go in for sensational confessions.
I want to know what you do and I want to know why you do it, so tell me or get out.
Right.
Oh, Geoffrey, don't go. Don't go, Jeff, I'm sorry. Please stay.
Don't touch me.
I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I can't stand them a minute time. Let go of me.
Oh, come on, Jeff. I don't care what you do.
Thank you. May I go now, please?
Please stay here, Geoffrey. I'll go and get those sheets and blankets.
I can't stand people who laugh at other people. You get a bigger laugh if they laugh at themselves.
Please stay, Jeff.
Are these drawings yours?
No, why? Oh, put them down.
Obviously they are. They're exactly like you.
How do you mean?
Well, there's no design, rhythm or purpose.
Eh?
Where's the design in that? It's all messy, isn't it? Jackal, I don't like it.
I do.
What made you choose that for a subject?
Well, it's the way that...
I mean, they're all sentimental.
Me? Sentimental?
No, I don't like them.
Do you really think they're sentimental?
Well, look, I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry, you don't like them.
Why don't you go to art school?
Not likely.
You want taking in hand?
No, thanks.
Has anybody ever tried?
What?
Taking you in hand?
Yes.
What happened to him?
He came in with Christmas and went out with the New Year.
Did you like him?
He was all right.
Did you love him?
I don't know much about love. I suppose I must have loved him. They say love creates, and I'm certainly creating at the moment. I'm going to have a baby.
I thought so. You're in a bit of a mess, aren't you?
I don't care.
You can get rid of babies before they're born, you know.
I know, but I think that's terrible.
When's it due?
Reckon it up from Christmas.
September? About September?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do? Well, you can't be on your own.
There's plenty of time.
Got any money?
Only my wages, and they don't last long.
Well, how are you going to manage, then?
Well, there's no need for you to worry about it.
Well, somebody's got to. Anyway, I like you.
I like you, too.
Your mother should know.
Why?
Well, she's your mother. Do you know her address?
No. She was supposed to be marrying some man. They live in a big white house somewhere.
What sort of woman is she?
She's all sorts of woman. She's got plenty of money.
That's all you need to be interested in. And you've got to buy all sorts of things for the baby. Here, that teddy bear you want tonight will come in handy, won't it? I can make things, too.
Oh, shut up, Geoffrey. I'm not planning big plans for this baby or dreaming big dreams. You know what happens when you do things like that? The baby be born dead or dust.
You're feeling a bit depressed, Jo.
I'm feeling nothing.
Oh, come on. You'll be your usual self soon.
And what is my usual self? My usual self is a very unusual self, Geoffrey Ingram, and don't you forget it. I'm an extraordinary person. There's only one of me, like there's only one of you.
Where you meet.
Young.
Unrivaled.
Massive.
We're bloody marvellous.
Hey, do you like beer?
Yes.
Whiskey?
Yes.
Gin?
Yes. Have you got some?
No.
Oh.
But if I had, I'd give it all to you. I'd give everything I had to you. Here, have a biscuit. You like these? They taste like dog food.
Sprat.
You look like a sprat. Jack Sprat, who'd eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. And so betwixt them both, you see, they licked the platter clean. Did you enjoy that dramatic recitation?
Very moving.
You say one.
There was a young man of Thessaly, and he was wondrous wise. He jumped into a quickset edge and scratched out both his eyes. And when he saw his eyes were out with all his might and main, he jumped into another edge and scratched them in again.
Hey. I like that. Do you know any more?
As I was going up Pippin Hill was dirty. And there I met Pretty Miss, and she dropped me a curtsy. Little Miss, Pretty Miss, blessings light upon you. If I had half a crown a day, I'd gladly spend it on you.
Would you?
I would.
Silly things, nursery rhymes when you weigh them up.
I like them. Hey, do you want a cigarette?
How many have you got?
I've got enough for one each.
No, you keep them. They don't really bother me. I only used to smoke to annoy my mother. Hey, this couch isn't going to be very comfortable, is it?
Well, it'll do.
What are you going to sleep in?
My shirt.
Oh, I'm that tired. I've hardly the energy to get myself undressed. Oh, you won't sleep very well on that couch, Geoffrey.
That's all right. Beggars can't be choosers.
We're both beggars. A couple of degenerates.
The devil's own.
Hey, he was a bit like you. He could sing and dance. And he was as black as coal.
A black boy?
From darkest Africa. A prince.
A what?
A prince, son of a chieftain.
I bet he was too.
Prince Osine.
What was he doing here?
He was a male nurse in the Navy.
Do you wish he was still here?
Not really. I think I've had enough. I'm sick of love. That's why I'm letting you stay here. You won't start anything.
No. I don't suppose I will.
You'd better not. I hate love.
Do you, Jo?
Yes, I do.
Good night.
Good night. Geoffrey? Geoffrey?
What do you want?
What time? You got to be up in the morning.
Oh, I don't go to school tomorrow. I'll stay here and clear this place up a bit and make you a proper meal. Now, go to sleep, eh?
Geoffrey.
Oh, what's wrong now?
You're just like a big sister to me. God, it's hot.
I know it's hot.
I feel so restless.
Oh, stop prowling about.
This place stinks. That river, it's the colour of lead. Look at that washing, it's dirty. And look at those filthy children.
It's not their fault.
It's the parents' fault. There's a little boy over there. And his hair, honestly, it's walking away. And his ears. Ooh, he's a real mess. He never goes to school. He just sits on that doorstep all day long. I think he's a bit deficient. His mother ought not to be allowed.
Who?
His mother. Think of all the harm she does having children.
Sit down and read a book, Jo.
I can't.
Be quiet, then. You're getting on my nerves.
Whee! Come on, rain. Come on, storm. It kicked me, Jeff. It kicked me.
What?
The baby, it kicked me.
Hey, will it do it again? Let me listen.
Well, it shows it's alive anyway. Come on, baby. Let's see what Big Sister's making for us.
Oh, put it down.
What a pretty little dress.
It's got to wear something. You can't just wrap it up in a bundle of newspaper.
And dump it on a doorstep. And how did Geoffrey find the measurements?
Babies are born the same size, more or less.
Oh, no, they're not. Some are thin, scrappy little things. And others are huge and covered in rolls of fat.
Shut up, Joe. It sounds revolting.
They are revolting. I hate babies.
I thought you'd change. Motherhood is supposed to come natural to women.
Oh, it comes natural to you, Geoffrey Ingram. You'd make somebody a wonderful wife. And what were you talking about? The old hag downstairs.
I was giving her the rent. I got me grant yesterday.
You're as thick as thieves, you two.
Hey, she's going to make the baby a cradle.
What?
Well, you know, she makes wicker baskets.
A wicker basket.
Well, it's the best we can do unless you want to go down to the river plaiting reeds.
I don't want her poking her nose into my affairs.
You're glad enough to have me dancing attendance upon you.
Only because I thought you'd leave me alone. Why don't you leave me alone? I feel like flinging myself in the river.
Well, I wouldn't do that. It's already full of rubbish.
Oh, yes, right.
I'll read that book and shut up. When the baby comes, if it ever does, you won't know one end of it from the other.
Looking after baby. Isn't that nice? 3 months, exercises, constipation. 4 months, relaxation. Huh, so even tells you how to wash nappies. How lovely. There's a little job for you, Geoffrey.
Drink that milk before it goes off.
Does it tell you how to feed babies, Geoffrey?
Even you know that.
Oh, I don't mean that way, breastfeeding. I'm not having a little animal nibbling away at me. It's cannibalistic, like being eaten alive.
Stop trying to be inhuman. It doesn't suit you.
I mean it. I hate motherhood.
Well, whether you hate it or not, you've got it coming, so you might as well make a good job of it.
I've got toothache.
I've got bloody heartache.
I think you'd like everyone to think this baby's yours, wouldn't you, Geoffrey?
Not likely.
After all, you don't show much signs of coming fatherhood, do you? You like babies, don't you, Jeff?
Yes, I do.
Geoffrey, have you got any of that toothache you are? Geoffrey, have you got any of that toothache you are?
The only cure for the toothache is a visit to the dentist. Drink that milk.
I hate milk. Oh, I never thought I'd be here in the sun. Would you like to be the father of my baby, Geoffrey?
Yes, I would. What time is it?
4:30 by the church clock. Why do you stay here, Jeff?
Someone's got to look after you. You can't look after yourself.
I think there's going to be a storm.
Look at that sky. It's almost black. And you can hear the kids playing right over there on the cliff.
Joe, what would you say if I started something?
Eh?
I said, what would you say if I started something?
Well, in my condition, I'd probably faint.
No, I mean after.
I don't want you.
Am I repulsive to you?
You're nothing to me. I'm everything to myself.
No, you're not. You're going to need me after.
I won't be here after.
Do you still think he might come back?
I've forgotten him.
You do need me, Joe, don't you?
Let go of me, you're freezing me out.
I've never kissed a girl.
That's your fault.
Let me kiss you.
Hey, let go of me, leave me alone.
How was that for the first time?
Practice on somebody else.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Look, Jeff, I like you. I like you very much, but I don't enjoy all this panting and grunting.
Oh, marry me, Joe.
Don't breathe all over me like that. You sound like an horse. I'm not marrying anybody.
I wouldn't ask you to do anything you didn't want to.
Yes, you would.
Joe, look, I don't mind you having somebody else's baby. What you've done, and what I've done, I've done.
I like you, Jeff, but I don't want to marry you.
Oh, all right. Anyway, I don't suppose I could live up to that black beast of a prince of yours. I bet you didn't struggle when he made love to you.
Might have been better if I had. Oh, I think it would be best if you left this place, Jeff. I don't think it's doing you any good being here with me all the time.
I know that. But I couldn't go away now.
You'll have to go sometime. We can't stay together like this forever.
I'd sooner be dead than away from you.
You say that as if you mean it.
I do mean it.
Why?
Well, before I met you, I didn't care one way or the other. I didn't care whether I lived or died. But now...
Oh, I think I'll go and lie down.
There's no need for me to go, Joe. You said yourself you didn't want anybody else here. I'm only interested in you. Oh, we needn't split up, need we, Joe?
I don't suppose so. Joe? Your beloved old lady's arrived. Well... Where is she, Romeo?
Don't tell her I came for you.
What? Don't mumble.
I said don't tell her I came for you.
All right, all right. This place hasn't changed much, has it? Still the same old miserable hole. Well, there's the lady in question.
Over there.
Oh, lazing in bed as usual. Mm. Come on, get up. Plenty of girls in your condition have to go out and work and take care of a family. What blew you in?
Let's have a look at you.
Who told you about me?
Nobody.
How did you get to know them?
Come on. Well, aren't you going to introduce me to your boyfriend, who is he?
My boyfriend. Oh, it's all right. We're so decent, we're almost dead. I said, who told you about me?
Does it matter?
Jeffrey, I told you to keep out of my affairs. I'm not having anyone running my life for me. What do you think you're running, a back-to-mother move?
Your mother has a right to know.
She's got no rights where I'm concerned.
Oh, leave him alone. You're living off him by all accounts.
No, who have you been talking to? The old hag downstairs.
I suppose you think you can hide yourself away in this chicken run, don't you? Well, you can't. Everybody knows.
She won't go out anywhere. Not even for a walk or a bit of fresh air. That's why I came to you.
What do you think I could do about it? In any case, bearing a child doesn't place one under an obligation to her.
I should have thought it did.
Well, you've got another thing coming. If she won't take care of herself, that's her lookout. And don't stand there looking at me as if it's my fault.
It's your grandchild.
Shut up. You put years on me. Anyway, I'm having nothing to do with it. She's more than I can cope with and always has been.
That's obvious.
And what's your part in this little Victorian melodrama? Nursemaid? And where's the loving father? Distinguished by his absence, I suppose.
That's right.
Did you hear any more of him?
No, she didn't.
When I'm talking to the organ grinder, I don't expect the monkey to answer.
I could get him back tomorrow if I wanted.
Well, that's nice to know. He certainly left you a nice Christmas box. Are you going to the clinic regularly? Is she working?
No, I told you. She doesn't like people looking at her.
Do you think people have nothing better to do than look at you?
Leave me alone.
She'll be better off working than living off you like a little blood sucker.
She doesn't live off me.
No, we share everything, see? We're communists, too.
Mm, that's his influence, I suppose.
Oh, get out of here. I won't go out if I don't want to. It's nothing to do with you. Get back to your fancy man or your husband or whatever you like to call him.
Aren't you afraid he'll run off and leave you if you let him out your sight?
I'll give you such a bloody good hiding in a minute if you're not careful. That's what you've gone short of.
Don't show yourself up for what you are. You couldn't wait, could you? Now look at the mess you've landed yourself in.
I can get out of it without your help.
You had to throw yourself at the first man you met, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's right.
Mamma.
I'm like you.
And you know what they're calling you around here? A silly little whore.
Well, they all know where I got it from.
Let me get older. I'll knock a
billion.
Yes,
right. You should have locked up years ago with my father.
Please get older,
please, Helen. Joe, please don't. Joe, we've got rid of you before you were born.
I wish you had have done. You give her plenty of others. I
will kill her. I'll knock the living daylights out of her.
Helen, stop it. You will kill her.
If you don't get out of here, I'll jump out the window.
Will you stop shouting, you two?
We enjoy it.
Helen.
Now, you listen to me. You're going to hear a few home truths, my girl.
I've had enough home truths.
All right. You thought you knew it all before, didn't you? But you came a cropper. Now it's poor little Josephine, the tragedy queen. Hasn't life been hard on her? Well, you fell down, you get up. Nobody else is going to carry you about.
If I'd known you were going to bully her like this, I'd never have asked you to come here.
No, you clear off. Take your simpering little face and clear out of it.
Yes, buzz off, Jeffrey. Well, who brought her here? I told you what sort of woman she was. Oh, go and knock a cup of tea.
All right. But just stop yelling at each other.
Look at your arms, like a couple of storks. You look like a ghost warmed up. And who gave you that haircut, him? Don't sit there sulking.
I thought it was the tea break.
I didn't come here to quarrel.
No.
I brought you some money.
You know what you can do with that.
All right, you said your piece. Money doesn't grow on trees. I'll leave it on the table. Have you been collecting your maternity benefit, or are you too idle to walk down to the post office?
Don't be daft. I'm not entitled to it. I haven't been earning long enough.
You've no need to go short of anything. I'm going to see you through this, whether you like it or not. After all,
I am your mother. You're a bit late remembering that, aren't you? You walked through that door with that man. You never gave me a second thought.
Why didn't you tell me?
You should have known. You're nothing to me.
What the hell's going on? Do you expect me to wait in that filthy street all night?
I told you to stay outside.
Oh, don't point your bloody finger at me.
I said I'd only be a few minutes, and I've only been a few minutes. Now, come on, now.
The erring daughter. There she is. Ooh, little Josephine, you're a big girl now. Where do you keep the whiskey?
I haven't got any now. Come on.
Yeah, watch this. The slaughter. Oh, bloody hell, no.
Who's he, Joe?
President of the local temperance society.
Who's got a bun in the oven? Who's got a cake in the stove?
He's for a loan.
I've got hell. Go on, have your blasted family reunion, don't mind me. Who's this? Oh, of course, Lana. Where are the drinks? Eh? Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting
blind. You better go with him. A lord knows where he'll end up.
I only hope the landlady hasn't heard.
Yes.
Cigarette?
No. Yes, I will. I'll keep it for Jeff.
You better have the bloody packet if you're in such a state.
Well, he couldn't hold it much more, could he?
No one could hold that much.
How long's he been like that?
What does that boyfriend of yours do for a living?
He's an art student.
An art student, I might have known. Does he live here?
Well, I should answer your questions. You never answer none of mine.
Look at you. Why don't you take a bit of pride in yourself? Grow your hair properly.
Look at you. Look where pride in yourself's got you.
Come and stay with me, Joe. There's a nice room and plenty of food.
No, thanks.
You prefer to stay in this hole with that pansified little freak?
Shall I go?
I didn't know you'd come.
Would you go and live with her if you were me, Jeff?
No, I don't think I would.
Neither would anybody in their right mind.
She always said you were a pretty rotten sort of woman. I thought she was exaggerating.
Joe, look. Can't you get it into your stupid head that I'm offering you a decent home?
Bloody cockroaches are playing leapfrog in there.
Look, I'll tell you again in front of him. My home is yours.
Shut up.
I'll take care of you. I'll see you through it.
I'm not having that bloody slut at our place, and I'll tell you that for nothing.
Take the notice. The house is half mine.
Like hell it is. I could throw you out tomorrow.
I'm not coming anywhere.
And don't bring that little fruitcake parcel either. I can't stand the sight of him. But then it's us.
Keep out of it. Joe, I can't bear to think of you sitting here in this dump.
Neither can I. Now, let's get going.
The whole district's rotten. It's not fit to live in.
Let's go before we grow old.
Doctor, the pubs will be open in 10 minutes.
You're wrong there. They're open now. What charge do you make it?
There's one thing about this district. The people in it aren't rotten. Anyway, I think she'd be happier here with me than in that dazzling white house you're supposed to be.
Bloody outsiders. No class at all. What's the time, anyway? What's the time by your watch, Sonny?
It's never been right since it last went wrong.
Yeah, neither have I. But how long are we going to sit around in this room? I don't like the smell of unwashed bodies, woman. I dragged you out of the gutter once. If you want to go back there, then it's all the same to me. But I'm not having this child at any price. And I'm telling you for the last time, because I'm getting out of it. Stay if you want. It's all the same to me. It's your own bloody level. Well, are you coming or not?
I'm not.
I said, are you coming?
And I said, I'm not.
Well, you can just go and take a flying flip out of the window.
Ow! Ow! Would you send that safe with you?
No, thanks.
Helen, come on.
But I'll send her some money.
Keep it, you might need it.
Helen!
Go to the...
Are you coming?
Yes! Look, see, she goes to the clinic regularly and be sure she gets enough to eat.
She has been doing that.
I'll see you around.
Well, here endeth the third lesson.
Well, at least she left us some money. Hey, we can get
No, he took it back. Hey, I got you a cigarette, though, love.
Oh, smashing! I'm going to smoke all day.
Ninth month. Everything should now be in readiness for the little stranger. Where did you get this book, Jeffrey? It reads like little women.
I got it for bought myself a book bearer.
You've got terrible tendencies, haven't you? Hey, what's in the oven, Jeffrey?
You what?
What's cooking?
A cake.
Oh, you're wonderful, aren't you?
Not bad.
I don't know. You make everything work. The stove goes. We eat now. You've even reformed me. Well, some of the time, anyway.
Hey, out of the way while I move this sofa. Oh, Joe.
I wondered where that had got to.
No, you're not. It's disgusting. It really is.
Oh, Jeff. The bulbs I brought with me.
Haven't you shifted the sofa since then?
They never grew.
No, I'm not surprised.
They're dead. It makes you think, doesn't it?
What's the matter? Have you been reading the newspapers?
No, I never do. Hold my hand, Jeff.
Oh, do you mind? I want to finish this floor.
Hold my hand.
Hey, Joe. Come on, silly thing. It's all right. Hey, come on there.
You've got nice hands, Jeff. Hard. You know, I used to try and hold my mother's hands, but she always used to pull them away. Silly, really. She had so much love for everyone else, but none for me.
If you don't watch out, you'll turn out exactly like her.
I'm not at all like her.
In some ways, you are already, you know. Can I go now?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you can stay here if you tell me what you do. Do you remember, Jeffrey? Oh, I used to think you were such an interesting, immoral character before I knew you. I thought you were like that, for one thing. Right. But you're just like an old woman, really. You just unfold your bed and kiss me goodnight and sing me to sleep. Hey, what's the matter? Oh, you like living here with me?
It has its lighter moments, but on the whole, it's a pretty trying prospect.
Why do you wear black shirts? They make you look like a spiv.
They do, Joe. But I can't be too particular. Good clothes cost money.
Well, I wear them with my share, don't I? That's a nice little job you got me, retouching those bloody photographs. What was it supposed to do? Prove I was the artistic type? Of course, we can't all be art students going to our expensive art schools, nursing our little creative genius.
You must just shout.
I'm Irish.
Never mind, it's not your fault.
I like you.
Hey, do you like me more than you don't like me, or don't you like me more than you do?
Now, you're being Irish.
A fine Irish woman you are. Hey, where did your ancestors fall? In the Battle of Salford Town Hall?
My mother's father was Irish.
Ah, you'll find any excuse.
She had me by an Irishman. The village idiot, from what I can make out.
What do you mean?
A frolic in an hayloft one afternoon. You see, her husband thought sex was dirty. Only used the bed for sleeping in. So she took to herself an idiot. She said he'd got eyes like me.
Are you making it up?
He lived in a twilight land, my daddy. The land of the daft.
Did she tell you all this?
Yes.
I'm not surprised. It sounds like a real Ellen story. I don't know where she gets them from. Have you been worrying about this all these months?
No.
You have?
I haven't.
Well, I didn't think you could be so daft. Can you see Ellen going out with a real loony?
Well, when you put it like that, no, I can't.
No, neither can I. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, who knows who are the fools and who are the wise men in this world?
I wouldn't be surprised if all the sane ones weren't in the bin.
You're probably right. Anyway, everyone knows you're as cracked as an old bedbug.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. You're a real cure.
I used to be a patrol leader in the Boy Scouts.
So long as you were a scout master. Oh, you know, I wish she was here, though, all the same.
Why? You'd only quarrel. You know you always say you hate the sight of her.
I do.
Well, then.
She must know me time's almost come. When do your exams finish?
On Thursday.
I wonder which day it'll be. Put your arms around me, Jeff. I don't want you to be worried while your exams are on.
Then you shouldn't have asked me to put my arms around you, should you?
Oh, well, it don't matter if you fail. In this country, the more you know, the less you earn.
Yes, you're probably right. Hey, Jill, I've got something for you. Oh, I'm daft at times.
I know that. I was wondering what it was.
There. Isn't it nice?
A doll.
It's the same as they use at the clinic. I thought you could practice a few holds on it over the weekend. You've got to be able to establish your superiority over the little devils. Look. There, isn't it good?
The colour's wrong.
Joe.
The colour's wrong. Oh, I'll bust its brains out. I'll kill it. I don't want his baby, Jeff. I don't want to be a mother. I don't want to be a woman.
Oh, don't say that, George.
I'll kill it when it comes, Jeff. I'll kill it.
Do you want me to go and find that chap and bring him back? Is that what you want?
No, I don't want that. I don't want any man.
Well, if you're going to feel like that about it, you might as well have it adopted. I thought you'd feel differently as time went on.
I won't.
Well, perhaps you will when you see the baby.
No, I won't.
Do you still love him?
I don't know. Oh, he was only a dream I had.
Well, the dream's gone, but the baby's real enough.
You know, my mother used to say that you remember the first time all your life. But until this moment, I'd forgotten it.
Do you remember when I asked you to marry me?
Yes.
Do you?
No. What did I say?
You just went and lay on the bed.
And you didn't follow me, did you?
No.
You see, it's not marrying love between us, thank God.
You mean you just like having me around till your next prince comes along?
No.
Oh, well, you need somebody to love you while you're looking for someone to love.
Oh, Jeff, you make a funny father. You're a funny little man, I mean that. You're unique.
Am I?
I always want you with me because I know you'll never ask anything of me. Hey, where are you going?
To look at the cake.
Hey, I'll set the cups and we'll have a celebration. Then you better study for your exams. It's a bit daft us talking about getting married, isn't it? We're already married. We've been married for 1,000 years.
Yeah, look at that.
Hey, what are you going to call it, Joe?
What, the cake?
No, the baby.
Oh, I think I'd give it to you, Joe. You like babies, don't you? I might call it Number One. It'll always be Number One to itself.
Anybody at home? Oh. Well, I'm back. Missy, I couldn't stay away, could I?
Ellen.
Hey, there's some flowers for you, Jill. The flowers are smothered in them. Oh, how I carried this lot from the bus stop, I'll never know. The old place looks a bit more cheerful, don't it? I say, there's a nice homey smell. Have you been doing a bit of baking? I'll tell you one thing. It's a lovely day for a flitting.
Would you like a cup of tea, Ellen?
Have you got anything stronger? Oh, no, of course you haven't. Go on, I'll have a cup of tea with you. Let's have a look at you, though. I arrived just in time by the look of things, didn't I? Oh, how are you, love? Everything straightforward. Been having your regular checkups and doing all them exercises. That's a good girl. Have you packed everything?
Packed?
Yes.
I'm not going into hospital.
Well, you're not having it here, are you?
Yes. She didn't want to go away.
Oh, my God, is he still here? Thought he would be.
Do you want a piece of cake, Joe?
Yes, please, love.
You can't have a baby in a dump like this. Why don't you use a bit of sense for once and go into hospital? The first one can be a bit tricky.
There's going to be nothing tricky about it. We've got a district nurse coming along.
Oh, my God, you know, my feet are killing me. Oh, I got this lot from the bus stop, I'll never know.
What are you lugging all the cases about for, Ellen?
I've come to look after you. Just as well by the look of things.
It's going to be a bit crowded, you know. Is your husband coming and all? Is he moving in too?
There wouldn't be much room for two of us on that couch, would there?
That's Jeffrey's bed.
It's all right, Joe. I don't mind moving out.
For heaven's sake, you don't have to start wilting away as soon as she barges in.
I don't.
I could do with a drink.
Start barging around like a bull in a china shop.
I've got some lovely things for the baby, Joe. Now, where did I put them? Where's that other case, Joe?
Oh, Joe, will you sit down? I'll get it.
Look, love. I've come here to talk to my daughter. Can you make yourself scarce for a bit?
Well, I've got to go. We need some things for the weekend.
You don't have to let her push you around.
I don't.
I do wish you wouldn't mumble. It does get on my nerves. What's he saying?
Where's me pack?
What a couple of old women.
Oh, now look here, Joe.
Look, Jeffrey, there's no need for you to go.
How can I stay?
Joe,
come here. How long is he going to stick around, bloody little pansy?
Look, if you're going to insult Jeffrey...
I'm not insulting him.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I just don't like his style, that's all.
It's all right, Mrs. Smith. I'm not...
Look, love, I just want 5 minutes alone with her. Do you mind if it's not too much to ask?
Joe, I've got to go. I'll only be a couple of minutes.
You don't mean to tell me he's really gone?
Now that you've been rude to my friend...
I'm not in a tough freak. I wasn't rude to him. I never said a word. I never opened my mouth.
You're not to insult Jeffrey. Will you leave him alone?
Hey, look at this, Joe. Isn't it pretty? I love babies. Aren't they lovely?
Has your husband thrown you out?
Oh, come on, Joe. I have to be with you at a time like this, haven't I? Who's going to look after you when you're out of work? Have you thought about that?
Yes, I have.
But he can't do two jobs at once, you know. Who's going to nurse it? Him?
That's my business. I can do anything I want when I set my mind to it.
You're very clever, aren't you?
Well, there's no need for you to be so superior. Look where your swanking's landed you. What does the little lady want? An engagement ring? Now he's thrown you out, hasn't he? And you have to come crawling back here.
Well, it was good while it lasted.
Making a fool of yourself over that throwback.
He threw his money about like a man with no arms.
This is my flat now, Ellen.
It's all right, love. I've got a bit of money put by.
You're a real fool, aren't you?
Oh, Joe, look, I'm back, aren't I? Forget it. Don't keep on about it.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think you're still in love with him.
In love, me?
Yes.
You must be mad.
What happened, Ellen?
He's gone off with his bitter crumpet. Still, it was good while it lasted. Anyway, I'll skip some of this, Joe.
So now we're back where we started. All those months you stayed away from me because of him, just like when I was small.
I never thought about you. It's a funny thing I never have done when I've been happy. But these last few weeks I've known I should be with you.
So you stayed away?
Yes, I can't stand trouble.
There's no trouble. I've been performing a perfectly normal, healthy function. Do you know, for the first time in my life, I feel really important. I feel as though I could take care of the whole world. I even feel as if I could take care of you.
Hey, I forgot to tell you. I've ordered a lovely cot for you.
We've got one.
Oh, it's lovely. It's got pink curtains, you know, and all frill.
We've got one. I'll show it you.
Oh, I don't like that. What is it?
It's wicker work. Jeff got it.
It's a bit old-fashioned, isn't it?
We like it.
Look, love, why don't you go and lie down? You look as though you've got a bit of a headache.
Do you wonder?
Well, go and have a rest. There's a good girl. I'm going to tidy this place up for you. I'm going to make it just the way you like it. Come on.
Looks more like a laundry basket, doesn't it? In the state of this place, we'll never have it right.
Living like pigs in a pigsty. Oh, you're back, are you?
What?
Come in, if you're coming.
Where's Jo?
She's in bed. Where do you think she is? She's having a little sleep, so don't you dare wake her up.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't put your bag on there. I'm cleaning this place up.
I did it just before you came.
Doesn't look like it, does it? Look, son. We're going to have the midwife running in and out of here before long. We want the place all clean and tidy, all hygienic looking, if that's possible.
Well, it is clean.
Is that you, Jeff?
Now look what you've
yes,
done.
Yes, Jo.
You got any of them headache pills, love?
Yes, love, I'll get you some.
If you go in there, take these flowers with you and put them in water, you might as well make yourself useful. And they look as though they're withering away.
What?
Devil?
You got in here?
What's that? Spaghetti! Oh, I don't know how people can eat it. And that's a funny looking lettuce. What the hell's that? Hey, what's this here?
What?
All this muck in here.
Well, Jo likes that type of food.
Since when? She needs proper food down at a time like this.
Oh.
Hey, and you can throw that bloody thing out for a start.
What thing?
That thing there, that cot. You're not putting my grandchild in a thing like that. Oh, this place, it's filthy. Just look at it. Don't stand there looking silly with that thing. Throw it away or do something with it. I've ordered a proper cot of the latest design. It's got all the et ceteras and everything. Oh, they're living like pigs in a pigsty. Oh, for God's sake, give it here. I'll do something with it.
But Joe likes it.
Well, I suppose it'll come in handy for something. Are you going then?
Oh. Yes.
Good. Then you can take all the smut with you as you're going.
No, I don't want it.
I'm sure I don't.
Mrs. Smith,
are you talking to me?
Yes. I want to ask you something.
Well, get it said. Don't mumble.
I don't want you to take offence.
Look, do I look the type that takes offence? Well?
Would you not frighten Joe?
I thought you said you were going.
I said, would you not frighten Joe?
What are you talking about, frightening her?
You know, telling her that it might be tricky or that she might have trouble, because she's going to be all right.
Are you trying to tell me what to do with my own daughter?
Oh, no.
Well, are you going?
Yes. Although she said she didn't want a woman with her when she had it.
She said what?
She said she wanted me with her when she had it, because she wouldn't be frightened if I was with her.
Oh, how disgusting.
Well, there's nothing disgusting about it.
A man in a room at a time like this.
Husbands stay with their wives.
Are you a husband?
No.
Well, get.
I'm going.
She can't cope with the two of us. Only don't frighten her, that's all.
I told you, we don't want that.
I know, but she likes it.
You can bloody well take it all with you. We don't want it.
No. Yes. The only thing civilization couldn't do anything about. Women. Goodbye, Joe.
It's all right, love. I'm here and everything's all right.
What's it like, Ellen?
What?
Is there much pain?
No, it's not so much pain as hard work, love. I was putting my Christmas pudding on the shelf when you started on me. There I was standing on a chair singing away, merry as the day is long.
Did he yell?
No, I ran.
Do you know, I had such a funny dream just now.
Oh, Joe, you're always dreaming, aren't you? Well, don't let's talk about your dreams or we'll get morbid.
Hasn't Jeff come back yet?
No, he hasn't.
Well, where are you going to sleep, Ellen?
It's all right, love.
You know, I've got so used to old Jeff lying there on that couch. Like an old watchdog. You're not
upset enough. It's all right. Don't worry about me. I'll find somewhere.
Hey, I wonder where he is.
Oh, hey, Joe. Oh. Be careful. Oh, hold on, love. Hold on. She'll be all right.
Oh.
The first one doesn't last long. Oh, my God, I could do with a drink now. Hold on.
Oh.
Are you all right now? There we are. Can you hear those children singing over there on the cross chair?
You can always hear him on still days.
You know, when I was young, we used to play all day long at this time of the year. In the summer, we had singing games. And in the spring, we played with tops and hoops. And then in autumn, there was the 5th of November. Then we used to have bonfires in the street and gingerbread and all that. Hey, have I ever told you about the time we went to a place called Shining Clough?
Oh, I must have done.
I used to climb up there every day and sit on top of the hill. And you could see the mills in the distance. But the cliff itself was covered in moss. Isn't it funny how you remember these things? Do you know, I'd sit there all day long. And nobody ever knew I was there. I'll go and make us a cup of tea.
Hey, Joe! I forgot how you used to like this thing.
Turn on all the knobs. Mind you don't gaff yourself.
I still can't do it.
Jeffrey will do it.
No, it's all right.
Ellen?
Yes?
My baby may be black.
You what, love?
My baby will be black.
Oh, don't be silly, Joe. You'll be giving yourself nightmares.
But it's true. He was black.
Who?
Jimmy.
You mean to say that sailor was a black man? Oh, my God. Nothing else can happen to me now. Can you see me wheeling a pram with a... Oh, my God. I'll have to have a drink.
Well, what's he going to do?
I don't know. Drown it. Who knows about it?
Geoffrey.
And what about that nurse? I mean, she's going to get a bit of a shock, isn't she?
Well, she's black too.
God, perhaps she'll adopt it. Dear God in heaven.
If you don't like it, you can get out. I never asked you to come here.
Where are my shoes? What the hell am I going to do with you?
Are you going?
Yes.
Are you just going for a drink?
Yes.
Are you coming back?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do?
Put it on the stage and call it Blackbird.
Oh. Oh, where are you, Geoffrey? So I was going up Pippin Hill. Pippin Hill was dirty. And there I met a pretty miss. And she dropped me a curtsy. Little miss, pretty miss, blessings light upon you. If I had half a crown a day, I'd gladly spend it on you.
In A Taste of Honey by Sheila Delaney, Helen was played by Meg Johnson, Joe by Annette Robertson, Peter by Ronald Badley, the boy, Joseph Charles, and Geoffrey was John Halstead. The play was directed in Manchester by Alfred Bradley.